The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're a passionate show that lets you take control of your genes. Today we're doing something different. I have two guests in the first hour. They both have written brilliant books, but the first book is one I absolutely love. It is literally, I wrote a blurb for it because I was lucky enough to read it early. I could not put it down. I read it over a weekend. Very unusual. I literally stayed up almost all night to read it. It was just sensational. And what I wrote is, I love this book. Diet books aren't supposed to be page turners, but this is. Diet and health books aren't supposed to make you laugh or cry, but you will. You'll also learn how Ted found his motivation and how he can help you too. I love it. And that's exactly how I feel about this book called Downsize. It comes out, is it Wednesday, Ted?
It is Thursday.
Comes out Thursday. I just asked the author, Ted Spiker, S-P-I-K-E-R. So the book is called Downsize. You can pre-order it on Amazon. I saw it today and could do that. And it is from Hudson Street Press. Mehmet Oz, you may wonder why I got to read it and why Ted had Mehmet Oz write the foreword, because Ted is a brilliant writer who edited, wrote, and did much more than that with the U series of books that Mehmet and I co-authored, and is working with me on the new book, You. This is Your Do-Over. But this, Downsize, is a great book. So, Ted, I'm going to start out with the simple question. What motivate? Now, I know the answers to these, so forgive me for setting you up so easily, but these are so wonderful. What was the initial motivation that got you to say, I'm too big?
Well, I mean, there's a lot. I've yo-yoed throughout my whole life, and I've been, you know, up and down, and I've had body issues for really ever since, I would say, you know, as a teenager. But it all kind of hit home, gosh, I would say maybe 7-8 years ago. And I know I've been gaining weight, but, you know, I finally got on the scale one day, and it just hit me like a rock in the face. And I couldn't believe the number I saw. I thought maybe I was, I'm 6'2", so I thought I was maybe about 250 pounds. And I saw the scale, and it said 279, and I just couldn't believe it. And I said, you know, something has to be done. And ever since then, it's always a struggle. I'm still, you know, I still go through up and down periods, but that was probably the lowest moment where I said, wow, this is beyond where I ever thought I would be, and I can't believe that I'm this big. And, you know, throughout my whole life, I've just kind of been in this cycle that so many of us are in, where we gain and we lose and we gain and we lose, and we kind of have to try to figure out what works, what doesn't, and how we can keep sustained motivation. And that's really the trick of it all, is being able to kind of sustain your motivation throughout. But that, I would say, that was the moment where it really hit. And in the book, you'll see there actually I have a lot of moments like that, but that was probably the biggest one, I would say.
Well, but there also was one in the book that I really loved, because I think our students say the truth to us, and it was one of your students. You're a professor at University of Florida, Gainesville, of journalism. And so you have a great background. Ted was an editor of Men's Health, has literally co-authored, probably you've co-authored more number one New York Times bestsellers than anyone alive now.
I don't know about that. But.
Well, Dave, and I can never pronounce his name. And all of Mehmet and mine. It was a student who talked to you and sent a comment in, right?
Yeah, so we do, you know, course evaluations for all the classes we do. I mean, that's not an unusual thing. You get feedback on higher classes, and most you know, most comments are usually about the substance of the class, and this one particular class probably had 250 students in it, so I was scrolling through the comments, and you're reading about, you know, the class and the lectures and the reading and whether they liked them or they didn't like them, and then there's a question on the evaluations that says, do you have any other comments? And the person wrote, stop wearing pants that are so baggy. And I just said to myself, oh my gosh, you know, I mean, you understand when you're up in front of people that you're kind of opening yourself up to, you know, criticism or whatever, and people can say whatever they want, especially if it's anonymous. But I read that and I was like, wow, is it really that bad that I'm, you know, that my pants aren't fitting well and I'm trying to hide my, my bulbous rolls here and there with wearing some pants that are a little bit baggy, and you know, just kind of hit home. And it hits you when you see that other people are noticing the way you feel, because a lot of times I think we feel a certain way about being larger, and you know, we try to talk ourselves into, well, maybe nobody can see, maybe nobody notices. But that one certainly was kind of scrolling all through these comments, and that one was the one that certainly stuck out. Stop wearing pants that are so baggy.
Now, one of the things that you do that both Bridget and I think is so important, and Bridget's on the line so she can, is you have these, what you call the 12 truths for turning pants-splitting frustration into pants-fitting success.
Yeah.
And one of those is there are two that I love more than anything, and so I'm going to come back to those. But one is number three, frustration. Focusing on the process will get you unstuck.
Yeah.
Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, I think what happens is, and we've kind of explored this topic certainly in some of the e-books as well, is I think what happens is when we get frustrated, you know, we dig harder and harder and harder. And we somehow have come to the conclusion that if you work harder and you work harder and you work harder and you work harder, then somehow you're going to find the answer and you're going to, you know, drop 20 pounds by next week. Well, it doesn't work that way, and frustration doesn't work that way. When we actually try with all of our energy and all of our might to do something, it actually can work against us, because we're generally doing things kind of out of emotion and out of frustration, and that generally isn't what solves the problem. What solves the problem is thinking about it, and it may not be working hard and you know, giving everything you got. It just means, can you find a solution in something where you may not have looked before? So the first step of that is trying to relax and not thinking that you can solve your entire weight problem in one day, in one week, in one month. It's figuring out what the answers are so you can kind of work your way through the frustration. So the second part of that is focusing on process. And I think, and I think you would agree with me, is that we put so much emphasis on the number on the scale. What does that stinking number say? Does it say 250? Does it say 220? Does it say 190? Does it say 120? What does it say? We put all of our value in that stinking number. And the reality is that you can get to whatever number you want if you stop thinking about that number. If you start thinking about the process of getting to that final destination, or whatever destination it is, coming up with some kind of process. One of the things that, you know, we've written about a lot, and this is one of your main mantras, is walking 10,000 steps a day. But for other people, it may be drinking 128 ounces of water a day, or for other people, it may be doing 50 push-ups a day, or for some people, it may be counting calories, the amount that you have in a week, or whatever it is, so that you can focus on that process to get you to the end goal. And when you start thinking about, oh, I got to get my 10,000 steps, or I got to drink my 128 ounces of water, you have now focused your attention on a number that you can control, right? Because you can't control the scale. I mean, you can control it to some extent, but you can't control hormonal changes, and you can't control water weight, and you can't control, you know, if you add muscle, and that may make you actually gain some pounds, but maybe you change your size. So there's so many things that influence how you may weigh on a given day that by putting all of your emphasis in that number, you're kind of removing any control that you have. So So you want to put control on your something that you can do and something that you can track.
When we come back, we'll talk about the other major.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.